blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Your buddy Monty James on the road in the Big O, Omaha, Nebraska, which is growing at a tremendous pace. Got a couple of new skyscrapers under construction, and the man that some are considering the unsung greatest boxer of his era, Terrence Bud Crawford, fresh back from Mexico after destroying Mexican champion Canelo Alvarez and go 42-0 with 18 world championships at 5 weight classes. Omaha is planning a big parade for this living legend. The entire metro area, including the old Omaha Stockyard, seems to be rejuvenated and vibrant. I'm old enough to remember when it wasn't. New vibe.
I'm your huckleberry.
Yesterday at the CME, corn dropped a penny to see what I did there to 428 a bushel basket. Critters eat corn and front month live cattle tip 115 to 233.45. December fat slipped 112, closing at 235.15. The nation's top fat cattle sale was not down. Far from it. 61 head of 1,600-pound black steers sold to the highest bidder for $250 at Legendary Stockman's. Head critters shipped in from Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania for this sale. Proud to say my nephew Chase Platt will start an internship at Stockman's today. This young man is a champion wrestler, linebacker, outdoorsman, and wants to go into the ranching and cattle biz and take over the family ranch. Good to see young folks diving into agriculture. October feeders off a mere 20 cents to 354.30, whilst November calves closed at 349.40. So there, we get a lot of folks asking us advice on when to get back in. Hey, I'm no expert, but I sure as talk to people that are daily. We're talking sale barn owners, order buyers, and even our own market analyst, Brian Hoops, and they see no end in sight to the cattle run, which they attribute to a low U.S. cattle herd and huge demand for beef. Had me a New York strip last night that cost over $90. Smarted a bit, but I knew it went to a good home. Aw, am I right? Big sales today at Motley, Minnesota, Torrington, Wyoming, Platte, Sodec, Ogallala, Nebraska, and a big fall run at Bassett Livestock Auction with critters coming into town from Shanklin Cattle, the open box bar, D&T Cattle, and the Hollenbeck Clan. See video details at HBR on FB. MJ for the HBR.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
The Archibald family, owners of Valley Grande Ranch and Feeders, specialize in ballin' calves and will nurture them expertly to finish. This 12,000 head facility offers excellent protection, ample fresh water, and high-end working facilities in the Big Butte Country near Lodgepole, South Dakota. This 25,000-acre fortress raises 4,000 acres of corn, 3,000 acres of locally raised roughages, and runs 1,800 cow-calf pairs.
Visit with Mark Archibald at 605-564-4000 or hit www.archbro.com.